Alright, we were up to Shin Bays. Shachshachal. You can put water on a shoe, leather, to clean it off. But lechabso, but the kibus, which is libun, the hainu should be shachshif tzidai zel zel. Let's say you have mud on your shoes and you rub them together, you get the mud off. Usser, that's a problem because that's called kibus by leather. About begit sheish, I love lichluch. But if you have dirt, you have mud, or you have ketchup or cholent, something like that. Also, a filo shashkar. You can't rub it off. Have the zeu kibus. So that is putting water on it is kibus. But wipe it off with a cloth. But kavla v'doichak. You can clean it off lightly. You can't try to clean it really well. Penisko, because maybe it's going to associate the water out of the shirt.
And then it will be
libel. Correct. Ubegit she'ena lelichloch, clothing which is not dirty. Mutar lasis alav mayim watim. You can put on it a little bit of water. But lamaruga shema yisko. For whatever reason you want to put water on it, you can have a little bit. And we're not choshe shema yisko. Some say no water in any, you can't put water in anything. However, if you have like a silk tie or something like that, and by putting water on it, it stains the tie, so that would be mutter, because that's not derech kibus, that's derech lichluch. What the yotzi from this is a couple different things. I mentioned about contact lenses. So something which there are different chilukim. The libun is there's different levels. Libun is only something which is balua in a beged, and you're trying to take that out, squeeze out the water, squeeze out whatever. So that's the libun. On leather, it doesn't the water doesn't take it out, but rubbing it takes it out. Something which is porous, the contact lenses don't, they don't absorb water. They might be porous, but they don't absorb water. So washing is fine. I don't know if you took it and squeezed it, it might ruin it. But on Chupanim, that would be okay. And who would they have? Plastic, anything like that? Shiloh about wipes, baby wipes. So there's a few different heterim, chumras. And one of the heterim, I think, what Moshe Zalman says is because it's derech. First of all, you don't want the water. You don't want it clean. Right? You're not trying to clean the wipe. You're trying to clean the baby. And it's derech lichluch because it dirties the wipe. However, there is a tzad like that. But the issue is still any schita, any water, it's only my motive, any water that comes out, that's one thing. That's a tad heter. They say Ramesha, says he watches his wipes, but, he says there's no schita by wipes. But, I think I spoke to someone about it, or looked into that, or whatever, that, I just remember back in the time Ramesha was asked to Shaila, was the wipe that was the old time wipes. It used to be like 100 in a big container, and you used to pull out one, right? And those things didn't absorb. They really didn't absorb. Try let it dry out. See, it's not. There's no water really. It's paper. It's paper thin. It doesn't really absorb. I remember after my kids were born, I got Huggies wipes. Oh wow! So I remember them ended up in the wash. You come out, it's a cloth. I mean, they put actual cotton in it. So those are a much bigger shaila, because to say that it doesn't absorb, what do you mean? It does absorb. But she was talking about different mitzvahs. It's a different type of wipe. So to use wipes, like I said, you can have a shalom zalman to rely on that it's
shalom zalman was also doing the same wipe.
Right, but it's still derech lichluch, and it's still, the question is how much schita, if your mom is squeezing the water out because you want to clean the baby, so they say even that heter doesn't apply. So they say if you let the wipe dry out, so it's not it's mostly dry, so it's a little bit damp. So then, like, nothing can really, no actual liquid can come out of it. So that they say is okay. Or you could do the old fashioned way and clean them in the tub. You know, I said that yesh mekilin and yesh, you know, yesh ma'al lismach, but it is talking a big shayla that has to be, you know, it has to be discussed. Right, so that's with that. Also, cleaning glasses. The glasses don't absorb water, and you put a little bit of water on your glasses and you wipe it off with a cloth, it's not enough to be soichet. We'll see a bit more about that soon, actually. Reichitz, Yadav, Tov, Nagva, Mekoach, Zubazula, Hasri, Amayik, Vichalto, Kodem, Shikhan, Kamemaka. Right, you should try to get off as much water as possible off your hands before you wipe it on a towel. Agav, Yishkish, Kosu, Zain, Loch, Vishazet. Something you don't have to worry about it. Shemini Yitzchak, you don't have to worry about it. Olam in Shivias Beged Zev Kibusa B'chi Agav. Am I wiping your hands with wet hands? That's not. In the rock Derek Lichloch. Again, you're not trying to wash it. You're trying to get it wet and dirty. Echei Noagin. Right. But however, if you taka a towel which is actually like very wet. Let's say you know after 10 kids, you know after 10 people in the house wash and use one towel which. And then even with stam until sadaim, could be you shouldn't do that because you have to dry your hands. But you come in people's houses and you come in the way and the cloth is like damp, soaking. Or you go to one of these you know, old time towels in the shul, which it's you know if you can dry your hand, you also have that you know they're very wet. Whatever these things. So then echadah could be a shadow schita, but regular towels you don't have to worry about. Hey muter, nagev yadam aveget shehitu bo tinok. May raglaim. Let's say that a kid dirty some sort of cloth or something like that. And so in order to clean levatlam, you wanted it to smell, I don't know, whatever, you kept the water on it. So what you could do is you can go ahead and wash your hands and then wipe it on that, and that the water would then be levatlam, which we don't have. Listen, it could be people used to deal with cloth diapers, it could be that. Just things didn't bother them. I don't know. They're a lot more involved nowadays. We have disposables. We don't usually do these things. But also, lite mai mamish al hameraglayim kdei levatlam. Mish deslach al yodah betit. If your hands get muddy, mekalchav is nava sos is nava para. Remaka akosha suri lechos vachotzim. You have a straw. You could wipe it off on something hard. But love a mappa should be kachim by your diet, but not on a towel. So you ask because they're actually oyster b'chol. But you'll be lechabes hamappa because if you wipe it off on a towel, then the towel's drying with wet hands. But if you wipe off dirt, then you know it's dirty. I gotta wash it. So you might come to put water on it to clean off the dirt so you can use it. Also, the nagiv kos shahaya bo mayim. It's also to go ahead and to dry out a cup that has water in it, or yaim the mappa, or wipe out the wine with the mappa. Mishum da asli de schita. Shouldn't do it because you might come to the schita. What they say is it's not a case where there's enough water that when you put it in, it gets wet enough, and you're wiping it, it squeezes out water. They say with if it's a very narrow glass, also, there's no, then you're really like squeezing it in to get in. But if it's like a bowl or something, it's a bit of water. Like I said with glasses also, there's a little bit of water, they don't have to, it just has to be that, if there's enough water, more than a few drops, that when you push it, it squeezes out, then that's also a problem. You have a mirror with a sharp edge, you can't look in the mirror. You can't sack and katan. The chashinan shema yashir ba nimin rudodolim. Right? Say a woman looks in the mirror and she sees she has like a little thing and she might come to cut it off. But feel imi kavua b'koyitzel, even if it's on the wall. But multiply stachel b'mare she'em b'chashash zeh, feel imi kavua, because you're allowed to, you know, because then you're not worried about them, that we're not choishish that she's gonna, you know, look, she sees something in the mirror, she's gonna go ahead and go try to find. So, for example, a woman's looking in the mirror, and you can think, well, she's gonna take out tweezers and start plucking hairs because that's the derech. However, we're not choishes that she's gonna, you know, just looking in the mirror, she's gonna go ahead and go look for her tweezers and pluck her hair. Now, because, you know, it's muktzah and whatever, but if the actual, let's say that, but if it's a sharp point on the mirror, she might come to cut it off or something like that, so therefore it's also. Shin Gimel. Tachshite Isha. Lo Seitzei Isha. Now, one of the reason, the general kolim of Tachshite Isha, the problem is, we're choshish that a woman's gonna take it off and show her friend. Question is this type of thing, all of the questions here is she gonna take this thing off or not? Something which is a derech for her to take off also because of other reasons, it's also to carry the law and she's surrounding with it.
What if she shows her friend she's gonna walk around with it in her hand? That's the
thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll forget. Oh, look at this, she'll forget, I won't put it on right away. Or any other band on her head. Anything which would be a chitzitza, if she had to go to Toivil, she can't walk around with. She's going to take out her hair stuff and then leave the mikvah and walk out and forget to put it in, whatever. Rimheim klus b'sayra mutter. But if they're woven into her hair, it's mutter. Is it chitzitza or not? Whether it's woven in her hair is considered a chitzitza. That's more like it was chitzitza. But if it's not a chitzitza, then it's mutter. Or if it's klulos, also she's not going to take it out. So it's also but lamaisa. You know, but since she can get a goy to open it, it's whatever. If it's something which is a which she would come to the mikvah and she would take out, then it's a problem. If it's just like a cloth, it's not like a chut, it's just like a tichel or something or a small cloth. Mutter she ain't tzvicha l'asirim b'shas tzvila, because technically she doesn't have to go ahead and to take it off for shas tzvila, because it doesn't stick to the hair, it's not tight on the hair. So we technically be mutter. Even technically she does take it off for to go to the mikvah, but she doesn't have to. So therefore not chishish. Now go out v'vash lo yubetunafos. As long as these things aren't dirty, or they're fancy. Anything she might take off, even to be toilet, it's not a chitzitza, but she doesn't want to take it off, she shouldn't. So therefore, childless nowadays, where women are generally, are not to take everything off, she can't go outside with anything. It's just things which really have either it's a chitzitza or something she would take off, if she forgot it, then it would be an issue, so she has a watch, non-waterproof watch, right? She's gonna take it off. You know, even if it's roughly, she's gonna take it off because, you can get ruined. Mutter latzeis b'chutin shebetzavara shehei refuyim. She can go out with like necklaces and things if they're loose. Ve'ein tzvicha la'asir b'shas tefila. Since you have to take them off for tefila, v'bekatla shebetzavara also. But a choker, it would be also. Ve'ein shetzvicha la'asir b'shas tefila. Fishi madekas oisa kadei shetiroi balas baser. It used to be, not like nowadays, it used to be that the yofi was that a woman should look like a Baal's Basar. It was only in the past, I don't know, 100 years or something, they say, since like advertisements came out and everything like that, that women, you know, that the thing changed. Like they say in Europe, a skinny girl didn't get shidduchim. They say because she didn't look healthy, I don't know, whatever. But in general, Baal's Basar was more attractive, so a thin woman tried to look heavier so that she would put like a choker or something so that it would push your skin up. Rabim. Tefes, who can mean sit, umagia me ozen ozen. It's like we have to tefos by tefillin, and it's like a headband, some sort of headband.
Diadem.
Mm-hmm.
Like a diadem. Yeah, like a
tiara. Like a tiara, yeah.
Yes.
although, I did see something funny. It's been in my mind on Shabbos. When I see it, it's something about the word totefes. I saw there's an Achmed that says that a totefes is in Egyptian was like type of glasses. I don't really understand it. It's some sort of binoculars or something. I don't know. It's very interesting. But because it has like a little box, I guess. I didn't really understand the Matthias. But a Kopani, it's the same type of thing that You know, it has a string or a rope or whatever goes around the head, and there's some sort of jewelry or piece or something.
He's saying it was a piece of jewelry with glasses, or he's saying it was
sunglasses? I said it was sunglasses.
Some type of looking glass.
Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't really understand it. But Al Capone, the point being is that it's something.
It didn't have glass.
This Rishon is not talking about.
Oh, it's Acher. I don't remember who it is.
Probably within the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
No, so that's someone tiny. You see that they had these things even back in time of time of Mitzrayim. That they had them. They just forgot about them. That was just a curiosity. It's a side point, but the point is, the Mitzvah was. It's like I said. It's a band with a tachshin in the middle. That's the idea of a
Totefes.
Right. Lo b'sharvitim, who gam kein sits v'inu agia ela alachayeha. It's not a sharvit. It only goes to her jaw. She korkalter arosha, v'sadala alachayeha, mikan, because it doesn't stay on her head. It's easy to take out. Hu she'inu tfurim, b'svacha, but if it's not something which is sewn into her tichel or snoot or whatever, chashinan de l'shalfa l'chvuye, s'zoy de l'amaz, which is, again, something which is very easy to take off, she might just take it off quickly. But if it's attached to her tichel or to her hair covering, she's not going to start trying to take her hair covering off. So too, I guess, with the totefes, if it's on her head, she's not going to start trying to take it off. It's going to stay there. It's just if it's like a headband.
So what about
headbands? A lot of these, again, we're talking about only Rishu Sarabin. So if you're Mamash Rishu Sarabin, again, this is something she would show her friends. It's like a cheap plastic headband. I don't know. I have to look into it. I don't know if it would. Generally, the minig is to be made. I think it's at the end of the sinner. Generally, the minig is to be made on all these things. It's not so nageya. It's just interesting. It's not. These things are not so nageya. Nishan the mesulah she'en a chesed shesagili arosh. A mesulah she doesn't worry about having her head covered. Obviously not in vase, but certain people. Although tefura b'svacha mutter, but if it's if it's tied into her hair covering or to her hat or whatever it is, like she neshemet tasira ima svacha. But then since it's not choshish to take off a hair covering, she's wearing a hat with jewelry. She had to take the hat off because she's not choshish for. To uncover her hair. Lo seitze b'kipa shel tzemer, shouldn't go out with a kipa, hair covering of tzemer. The haynu chutzei da amra digdilin va'avidei kihutze. It's like a woven thing. Him asim mali l'luvei adeke shehim barigel ma'she'enke itztema ha'yisur k'min leved, unless it's something like a felt hat, it's a b'gemara. Ruchavi k'shtei atzvoz k'shir tzitz, that it's like, it's they're at least wide like a tzitz. Lo be itztema da haynu matlis that held that it was a colorful string. Push away the zvuvim from the kala, or just, you know, everyone else has the zvuvim. But whatever, these things are easy to take off. It's like a relief of Yerushalayim of some sort. Like a tiara of some sort, that would go around her head. Klila, utachi shemenichasal padachta meozen laozen kosharta ritzua hachluyos. It goes around on the forehead and it gets tied up. But teres also when she's not going to untie it on Shabbos. Bein she yasuya mechaticha shelzav. Haruzos b'chud, even if it's like a necklace of some sort that is charms, whether there's gold charm, even if it's attached, we're not choshish she's going to untie it and take it off. V'sukia d'hayna chatichas me'il rechava, some sort of coat or something, yesh bar b'tzuos k'tzaros liyuz ba, v'kashram behen l'hatgas v'vosea, the mahadeg shari, some sort of belt or some sort of way that ties around her, that's mutter, v'im ein l'b'tzuos, also, because then it's like a shawl, something, whatever, it could come off easily, and she might come to carry it in Rishon Sarabim. Let's say to the katla.
Say a woman not allowed to wear a shawl.
I didn't say that. I'd say it's some sort of, I don't know the exact. I don't think it's a cape that would blow off. Yeah, some sort of cape. People want like a cape. A shawl, but the shawl goes all the way around. But like some sort of cape of some sort, if it's not tied on.
Haticha.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cape. I mean, it's more like a cape. These things are not. It's not borrowed. I didn't open up the sifter and go through all the examples in the Gemara to see how whatever article, but I'm some sort of cape. Let's say to the katla, I have a bigger situation of shnatzim ki emich nasayim that has drawstrings. Some sort of beggar that has a drawstring by the neck. It's not like your shirt with its drawstrings. It's like some sort of like hanging piece of clothing.
It sounds like a bib.
Some sort of bib, right, with a drawstring. You shouldn't take off. It's easy because there's no shear. It's not a knot. It's easy to take off. Let's say it's a benizme ha'af without nose rings, or yotze benizme ha'ozen, but she can go out with earrings. Hagam eisha hazneha mechusas, because their ears are covered anyway. Ramachma shenogin legalzo zayim. I guess they used to cover, when women used to cover their hair, they used to cover all their ears also. However, in a place where they, where, like, generally they're knowing to uncover their ears, also lots of benizme shiva'ozen hegel that they're called tziyam isham, if people will take them out. In general, women don't take out their earrings and start a show like they want to show. They go like they want people in the street to pull out their earrings, so it would be okay. L'chora with nizme ozen, I guess that was more the it was more common to take them out. I don't know if she has a chain or I don't know these other funny things. I don't know. I have a connection of it. Probably nizme af. I don't know. Let's say to the machat nakuva. I shouldn't go out with a needle with a hole, with an eye. In Yotza Chayavis, she's chayav because that's a working thing, it's not a tachshit. She ain't in the kuva, ima medes bab kishureha, if she's using a pin, and she's using it to hold things up, mutalatsas bo, she can get her hair up, whatever it is, she can go out with it. Im ain't ima medes bab kishureha, also, she can't just go out with a pin, with a pin and nail, although she's using it to hold up her hair, or whatever it is. Pinning her clothing.
What if she doesn't have a pin? She wants to use a needle instead.
So that's the thing, is that with the needle. So it says that the Mishnah says some say it's dafka if it's right. He says dafka. I'm right. Machash, you know, also this kashipo. Right, the question is, if it's holding her hair up, again, she won't pull it out, her hair will fall down, or her holding a part of her clothing up. But to use a macha, which is for work, that's a masuri. It's not, you know, whatever. Tapshi is a different shayla, you actually come to take it out, but some say it's all fine. Let's say to the tabash yeshala chayisim, she's not allowed to go with the tabas with the chayisim. In Yotza Chayavis, like a man is a tachshit, but for a woman it's not a tachshit. She'en alei ha'chosem lo seitze, in Yotza Ptura, if he doesn't have any chosem on, it's just a stam ring, she shouldn't take it out, but if she went out, it's a muscle, even though it's not the best tachshit, it's okay. Lo seitze bekulyar, let's stop in a minute, seitze bekulyar, but tachshit shekosheres boy, miftachei chalucha. It's a tachshit, it's like some sort of brooch, a pin or something which ties together her hooks her thing together. That take away the Recha Ra. Sorry, that's another thing to say. It's some sort of like perfume, bottle perfume. Or there's like perfume or whatever. You shouldn't, she might like take it off the smell, whatever it is. The issue is that it's a tachshit, right? It's not a muscle, it's a tachshit, but she might come to show her friend, hey, look at this pretty, or it smells nice, whatever it is. Mechoser achas v'shineha, v'sima achar v'mkoyma, she has, well, I won't say an implant, because an implant is vamish, screwed in, or whatever, but they had a removable tooth, which is not common nowadays. Imhu shalzav, lo seitzivo, she has a gold tooth, she can't go out. The human she mashuna memare mishar shni shinaim the mavazu la v'shikolo mantia. right? If she smiles and she has this gold tooth, then it might, people might be nifal and then she's being embarrassed, so she shouldn't, and he might just like pop it out, so it doesn't look so weird. That's another thought. Malvish of Kesef, Shtomer l'shashinai, Mutter, L'chol shekein shein, the Adam, or if she takes someone else's tooth, I mean, whatever, and puts it in, I don't know, whatever, obviously it's clean, I don't know.
Let's say
ivory tooth, or let's say someone that, you know, they had the donor, you know, someone tooth transplant. I don't know, whatever. So that would be mother. She's not going to take it out as it looks. She's not going to be embarrassed. They'll say to Minal Karua Lamala.
False teeth.
False teeth, right? So dentures is an interesting point. And she usually they don't want to take it out if you're surrounded. No one's like, because at home they take it out.
Right, and then they look like real teeth.
Right. We'll say to Mina Kakuru Lamala with shoes just torn up atop Machula, Aisalasuya. Anything if they're gonna laugh at her, she's gonna be embarrassed to wear. So then it's also in a war. Rulova Mina Khada, she's not with a new shoe, Shemalo Yabulumidasa. Maybe it's not she hasn't broken it in, it's gonna be hard for her to wear. And then can Nisa Lechas Vamasva Shul Lumidasa, you have to check that it's her size. You know, that's why she has to try his shoes on in the store to be sure that they fit her before Shabbos. About ish motor she ain't makmik kolkach. If it doesn't fit him well, it doesn't make such a difference. Hagav v'shar ma'busha ain't lachol shafil be'isha. That she's gonna, you know, worry that she's gonna take it off. It doesn't fit her well. It's only by shoes or anything. You know, girl will be embarrassed. I don't think we have to be choshish. You know, if teenage girls go out with something, she worries it's not, it's 100% in fashion, that she's going to take it off and, or whatever, outside, or takes out a jacket, and no one's wearing a jacket, she's going to take it off because I can't, you know, if no one else is. I don't know if you have to be choshish for that. I think we'll stop here.